Welcome to the Michael Eric Dyson Show. Later in the show, if you've ever wondered why there seemed to be a rise in conservatism after the 2008 recession, which many attribute to Republican policies, then you're not alone. I'll speak with the author of a new book that seeks to understand the reason behind the comeback of the right. And this Sunday brings music's biggest night, the Grammy Awards. We'll assess the nominees and make a few predictions on who will go home a winner. All that in a few minutes, but first, as the race for president continues to heat up, one of the most sought-after demographics for all presidential candidates are Latinos. Our next guest, Maria Cardona, makes the case that it's not just Latinos these candidates should be focusing their attention on, but Latina mothers in particular. Maria Cardona is a political analyst and contributor for MammyVerse.com, and she served as a senior advisor to the 2008 Hillary Clinton for President campaign. Ms. Cardona, welcome to the Michael Eric Dyson Show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me. It's an honor.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming on. Look, as the Republican candidates continue to jockey for the top spot, how do you feel about the Dems and Republicans and how they've been doing to court the Latino vote?
Well, I have always talked about how, as a Latina first, it is incumbent upon both political parties and, frankly, any candidate who is running for office at any level to do what they can to match up their rhetoric and the issues that they're talking about to the issues that are important to the Latino community in this whole country. As you mentioned, Latinos are an incredibly important demographic. We are the fastest growing and now largest minority population in the country. And within that, Latina mothers are a very important demographic because more and more they are seen as the ones who are making decisions in the household. And if you look at the census numbers, in the last decade, the growth in the population of this country as a whole, 55% of that growth was attributed to Latina mothers. One in four babies born in the United States is born to a Latina mother. So if that's not power, I don't know what is. And so to your question about what the parties are doing to reach out to Latinos, as a Democrat, I believe that President Obama and the Democratic Party are the ones who actually do speak to the issues that are important to Latinos. But they also need to continue to do what they can to make sure that they're speaking to this demographic and that they are speaking to Latina mothers. The problem with the Republican Party is that it seems like they have already given up on the Latino vote. Anybody who has seen the rhetoric that is being used in the debates around the issue of immigration can understand that this is not the kind of language or rhetoric that is going to make Latina mothers feel welcome in this party. And what is so interesting is that Republicans, and they should know this because their own pollster, Matthew Dowd, who polled for President Bush, has told them this. There's no Republican candidate who can win the White House with at least 40% of the Latino vote nationally. They are not even getting close to 25% right now. And with that kind of rhetoric, they can kiss seeing the White House goodbye if they don't change the way that they speak to Latinos in general, and specifically to this growing and incredibly important demographic that is Latina mothers. And we're worried about the economy, we're worried about jobs, we're worried about education for our children, and yes, we are worried about immigration. And right now, Latina mothers do not like what they're hearing from the Republican Party.
Well, let's stick with that. You're a contributor to MammyVerse.com that recently released a poll in conjunction with Latino Decisions that revealed that the priorities of Latino mamas are, and you can fill in the blank for us, tell us what some of the key findings are.
So some of the key findings in this poll, and it was a very interesting poll because it was done right before the Florida primary, and it was done amongst mostly Latina mothers in that important swing state. And what we found, and this, again, shouldn't surprise anybody because it's what we have seen in polls throughout the country, that Latina mothers are most worried about jobs and the economy, as are most Americans. But we're also very concerned about the issue of education and specifically the DREAM Act. And so for your listeners, the DREAM Act is legislation that has enjoyed probably around 10 years of bipartisan support that would that would basically allow undocumented students that have that were brought here through no fault of their own by their parents and have been without documents in this country from the time they were very small, who now want to go to college or serve in the military. So the DREAM Act basically would give them a pathway to legal status so that they can go to our universities and that they are able to serve in the military without the threat of being deported. Now, 5 years ago, this was legislation that was supported by at least a handful of Republican senators in Congress. And today, we can't even find the same handful of senators, which we would need for its passage, to come and support this kind of legislation. The DREAM Act has almost 80% of support among Latina mothers and among Latinos in general in this country. And, for example, Mitt Romney, he has already vowed to veto the DREAM Act if he became president and if it got to his desk. So Latina mothers in Florida were not very happy about that. And you can see it in the numbers. 76% of Latina mothers in Florida before the Florida primary did not think that any of the GOP candidates were acceptable. None. And among self-identified Republican Latina mothers, 41% of them, Michael, did not think that any of the Republican candidates were acceptable. These should be numbers that really should concern top Republicans if they are serious about winning the White House.
But what about the Democrats? Are Latinos satisfied, especially with the Obama administration and its handling of immigration or other issues close to the hearts of Latinos?
Sure. That's a great question because there are some concerns. So let me start out by saying there was another poll that was done by Pew Hispanic not too long ago that basically did head-to-head comparisons between President Obama and the top front runners in the GOP. And President Obama basically beat every one of the GOP candidates by at least a 3-to-1 margin. Now, this poll was done even after there were major concerns that had come out that have existed among the Latino community for quite some time now, concerns with the Obama administration's rate of deportations, because Latinos are not happy with the record rate of deportations among the Obama administration, and they have been very vocal about the fact that they are not happy about that. And in addition to that, they also haven't been happy about the fact that President Obama, one of the things that he promised before he got elected is that if he got elected, he would deal with comprehensive immigration reform, essentially try to pass comprehensive immigration reform in the first year of his presidency. So that did not happen. So to your question, There was a lot of disappointment among Latino voters, first of all, on what they see is a lack of keeping the promise on behalf of this administration and this president. But what we've also seen is they also see what is going on in Washington. They see the gridlock. They see that Republicans, when it comes to comprehensive immigration reform, some Republicans who just a few short years ago supported comprehensive immigration reform, and I'll use McCain as the trophy senator for this in terms of an example. His name was on the legislation that was comprehensive immigration reform, the McCain-Kennedy bill, which, if you recall, would have been legislation that would have dealt with tougher enforcement at the border as well as a pathway to legal status for the 11 million undocumented immigrants that are here. Well, when McCain ran in 2008, he completely flip-flopped his position, ran to the right, and basically disavowed comprehensive immigration reform. Well, and anybody who understands Washington understands that legislation can't get done if you don't have at least a handful of support among the minority party. So that has been the issue, and I believe that most Latinos do understand that this president's heart and intentions are in the right place, but that he can't do it alone. And that's something that he says every time that he gets a chance, that he needs help from the other party to step up to the plate, because this is a bipartisan problem. It's not just a Democratic problem, and he cannot do this alone. So He has basically been advocating for Latinos to continue to pressure, to put pressure on their Republican members of Congress to help him get this done. And in terms of deportations, while it is true that this administration has basically deported a record amount of illegal immigrants in this country, most of those, the demographic of those deportations has changed. They are very focused on deporting the criminal elements among the undocumented population. Now, having said that, there are still nightmare stories about families getting ripped apart, and there's no question that that is a tragedy and that we need to deal with that. But at the end of the day, the only way to really deal with that is to pass comprehensive immigration reform, and that's what the president keeps advocating for. So while there has been disappointment and there has been, you know, some among the Latino community who have not been 100% happy with what this president has done or perhaps hasn't done in terms of comprehensive immigration reform, they also see the reality that the Republican Party is not a party that would ever be champions for Latinos on these very important issues. And I think for that reason, the Obama administration is going to continue to get the majority of support from this important demographic.
All right. Well, it's always very interesting. Thank you so much, Ms. Cardona. She is, of course, the political analyst and contributor for MammyVerse.com, serving as a senior advisor to the 2008 Hillary Clinton for President campaign. Ms. Cardona, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much. And I would urge all of your Latina mother audience, any Latina mothers out there, to check out MommyVerse.com. It's a terrific website and online community for Latina mothers out there. www.MommyVerse.com.
All right, then. Thank you so very kindly.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up, writer Thomas Frank, author of Pity the Billionaire, The Hard Times Swindle, and The Unlikely Comeback of the Right. That's next on The Michael Eric Dyson Show.